With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. It's the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years, prompted tsunami warnings by both Taiwanese and Japanese officials. Taiwan's Central Weather Administration warned citizens in the northern coastal area to evacuate. Tsunami waves did hit two of Japan's southern islands. President Trump wins the Wisconsin Republican primary. The former president had no trouble securing the win, having already gained enough primary votes to clinch the party nomination back in March. The wins come the same day he held campaign rallies in the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, which he won in 2016. In Michigan, President Trump said the nation is suffering from a Biden border bloodbath.
Under crooked Joe Biden, every state is now a border state. Every town is now a border town. Because Joe Biden has brought the carnage and chaos and killing from all over the world and dumped it straight into our backyards.
Also at SRNnews.com, crews opened a second temporary channel Tuesday, allowing a limited amount of marine traffic to bypass the mangled wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, which had blocked the vital port's main shipping channel since its destruction 1 week ago. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says there are now two channels open that can support commercial traffic. President Biden held a call with Chinese President Xi Jinping Tuesday. The White House said the two leaders talked about a range of critical issues, including China's support for Russia amid its war with Ukraine, the conflict in the Middle East and Taiwan and the South China Sea. The call marks the first conversation between the two since their in-person meeting in November. This comes just days ahead of a scheduled trip to China by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. This is SRN News. An Oregon church wins a court battle, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A federal judge has ruled that the city of Brookings cannot bar St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from feeding homeless people. The city council had passed a new zoning ordinance that would have barred the congregation from handing out food more than 2 days per week. The judge ruled that the law violates St. Timothy's First Amendment rights. The church has been feeding people for 15 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood are arguing that it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to get an abortion. Ohio is one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. No end to the recent slump on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has more.
Stocks had their worst day in 4 weeks as Wall Street hits the brakes on what's been a nearly unstoppable romp since last fall. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% Tuesday. The Dow lost 396 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite also gave back 1%. Worries are rising that the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates fewer times than had been expected this year. Health insurers helped lead the market lower after the U.S. government announced lower than expected payment rates for Medicare Advantage. Humana sank more than 13%. Tesla dropped almost 5% after reporting weaker than expected vehicle deliveries for the first 3 months of the year. Seth Sutel, New York.
New vehicle sales in the U.S. rose nearly 5% from January through March as buyers stayed in the market despite high interest rates. Electric vehicle sales growth slowed. More details at SRNnews.com.